Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT Live at South by Southwest is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT Live at South by Southwest, episode 2 for March 2010.
They're doing some sort of eating thing. It's just disgusting. Hey, wait a minute. What's this? There's a secret backstage passage. And I see back there, it is, it's Jay Adelman. Oh, my God. Is this the secret backstage room?
You found the secret backstage room. I am impressed. I love your rig you've got there, man.
Are you security?
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, sir, but actually, you're allowed to.
No, you're not allowed to come in here. Sorry.
Oh, you're Oz.
Yeah, I'm Oz.
Nice to meet you finally.
Good to meet you.
Yeah, the world-famous Oz. Are Kevin and Alex back there?
No, actually, they're not.
Where are they? In a secret location?
I hid them underground.
Do they get helicoptered in?
I usually just drop them in with parachutes, but we did that. We did it in the back. It was, like, you know, pretty quiet.
Yeah.
So, you know, just making sure, you know, we'll be
it's
fun
exciting.
That way.
Well, let's go see what's going on. It says watch step. I don't know. This is pretty exciting. Tony Shea from Zappos is the CEO of the best shoe store in the world.
This is very serious right now. This is a serious interview.
Hey, congratulations on the acquisition. That's fantastic.
Oh, it's been great.
Has that changed things for you?
No, because...
Amazon bought them, I should tell everybody, if you don't know.
Yes, but it's actually been really great because they've left us independent, so we're going to continue to grow our brand, our business, our culture. So,
Just these shoes... Bought them at Zappos, ladies and gentlemen, right there. Look at this. Nice hat, Kevin Rose.
Thank you, sir.
Nice hat.
I got to say, I've read his book. It is phenomenal.
We got to telling him. We get it every year.
No, no,
we
not, try to not look, the culture
oh,
book.
The new one, Discovering Happiness.
Yeah.
Oh, I will read it.
Do you guys
it,
have an extra copy for Leo? You should totally hook him up.
That's okay. We'll order it. We'll get it. Yeah, all right. Thank you. That's very nice.
I love the backpack.
Alex Albrecht!
Hey,
look at that. Can I come back in the
of
sanctum?
Of course you can.
This is what it's like when you're a big celebrity. You get... Oh, my God, it's Gary Vee.
This is what you get.
This is what you get. If you come backstage, you have Paris Hilton is back here, too.
To get him on, but...
That's great. Gary, it's great to see you. Hey, I love that shirt.
This ginger ale has great acidity on the back end, and this 2010 ginger ale is one of the best vintages in a long time.
Oh, that's 2010.
It's 2010, so I
had some 2009, and it's pretty flat.
You know, 09 lacked the ginger aspect on the back end, but 10 really brings the thunder.
It's dry.
Tons of thunder. So, yeah, it's good to see you, man.
I can't believe the crowd, you guys.
I'm undoing my belt.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's a scorpion. Because it stings.
I bought that here.
It stings, man.
How amazing is that?
Watch that. I bet the chicks really dig that.
It's coming off.
I apologize.
It's really a little loose. I think you should tighten that down.
We're going to go cowboy hats and crazy belt buckles because I showed up just for a regular dignity.
By the way, what's your shirt say? It says something. It says something. Nerd is the new cool. Well, that's true.
Hell
that's
yeah,
true.
Baby.
I can't believe the crowd you have out there. Have
it's
you
crazy.
Outside?
You got to come out. You're coming out on the show, right?
Yeah, Prager said I'll come out at the end or something like that. But I don't want to steal your thunder. You guys are really amazing. This is
come on.
This is incredible.
You're big. He's way bigger than we are.
Not
that's for
at
sure.
all. I'm the dork carrying the staff and wearing the headset.
You are the king of the internet. You won that title, right?
Just the president. I wanted to wear a wizard's hat. I really wanted to wear a big. It shall not pass! And bang the staff. It'll be great, but I don't think
That's
I'm really
awesome.
Quite right. So this is cool. So are you a little nervous? I mean, you're sitting back here. Is it getting you get a little nervous for sure?
Beers help with that, actually.
Yeah, that's good. You're having Modelo. That's good. Good choice. And then a little Bud.
A little Bud. You'll do a little American Classic.
That's good, yeah. I was outside watching people come in. Everybody's in a great mood.
It's a big crowd. Well, we did this here last year, and we were pretty much surprised at how many people. That's good, Gary.
Sorry.
Was that you?
That wasn't me.
Was that you?
That was George. That was George. George.
I don't think we let
you
drink.
Why would you not own
that? No more ginger ale for you. I'm cutting him off. He's belching.
I was doing a lot of other things in his face right before we came here. So it's a back room. You get nervous.
Nervous.
And then Gary Vee is like, what's going on? And he's getting a beer at the wrong time. It happens in his face.
I can't believe the superstars who are back here, though. You've got Gary Vaynerchuk is shining your shoes.
Tell the truth. I jumped right in there. You saw it.
Let's not talk about that.
But yeah, we were shocked at how many people came out. I mean, it's always great.
The first time you did this.
Oh, dude, last year it was crazy. And so
was that last year the first time?
Last year was the first year.
Yeah, in Austin, yeah.
Well, and you've had big turnouts in London. You've had big turnouts in New York. I mean, you always have great turnouts.
Yeah, but here was, we didn't know what we were going to get. Well, Kevin had come. You'd come to the conference a couple times.
Yeah, it's always been a good time.
South by Southwest.
How many times have you been?
First time.
No way. Yeah. You must love it.
It's a wonderful conference. It's really amazing. Yeah. And a lot, I gather it's a lot bigger than it used to be.
Yeah, have you been going to the things at night, like the parties?
Yeah, the best parties. I haven't seen one. I haven't gone to one panel, but the parties have been
great. Oh, the parties are amazing.
I don't even have a badge.
Panel? What panels,
I literally showed up to hang out with my friends.
Tony, you did a panel, though. I heard your panel was fantastic.
Not this year. It's all rumor.
Isn't there a Zappos panel?
There is not. But actually, I have a present for you.
What is that?
This is the we got a bus. Actually, it fits 40 something people. We actually had crammed 50 people.
And where do you go on this bus?
Everywhere. So basically, here you go. We have it for the next 3 nights.
And wow! Oh, good. I'd love to ride the happiness bus.
Yes. So on
that's
Twitter,
great. Deliveringhappiness.com.
We got a full time bartender on board, and tonight we have a full time
pop. Do they pop? So, Tony,
we
have a
balloon guy.
Here's the crazy
thing. Actually. What's her name? Kiwi.
Kiwi is her
name.
She's
on board till 2 a.m. tonight.
Very cool.
And I actually have been, in the past, known to make balloon animals.
No way.
I can make a dog, a giraffe.
Well, we should have hired you instead of Kiwi.
It would be kind of funny to have Alex Albrecht on your bus. So, can I carry the staff and the camera and bring the crew along? I mean, can I take the audience? So, are you guys going to be outside, out front?
How many people are in your
It's just me. What do you see? Anybody with me?
Well, I don't know. You said, can I carry the staff?
This is the crew. I've got 2,000 people in my backpack.
That's
the staff.
I thought you meant like...
What are you? No, no, the wizard staff.
Like interns.
No, it's just me. I'm all alone. No, that's the beauty. This whole setup is so that I can do this whole thing by myself.
Oh, yeah. No,
we took eight people to CES this year, and it cost us, $30,000. And Colleen said, well, you could just do it by yourself if you were willing to wear a hat and carry a microphone. Yeah. So I'm just...
Dude, this is amazing, this setup right here. I walked up behind Leo, and he's got, literally on his backpack, the backside of it.
You can see.
This is how many megabytes are going up and down, broadcast out of your back.
It's hysterical.
It's epic.
It's hysterical.
It feels a little
weird.
You're
doing that because you wanted to explode on his face like it did you. You saw what happened out there.
He's got needle fingers.
Look at that. We're going to get him on stage. Yeah. And
he's very attractive. There's a lot of people outside dressed like that.
Just pretend it's a microphone. But this is actually the best angle for you to be on stage.
I like it. I do feel a little bit like Britney Spears' weird, slow cousin.
I would not put that in.
Oh, my God.
But you need the side angle.
This is scary. Yeah.
You got it. It's like...
Oh, it's a little alien.
Come on. We got Tony Shave, Zappos, we got Gary Vee, we got Alex Albrecht, Kevin Rose.
You're
gonna
love
this is amazing. This is amazing.
I found this baby in the garbage. That's horrible. I gotta get out the really, really bad stuff on YouTube. So I'm gonna go do a live show.
Do you want to do this live?
We've got a story for you to come out and talk with us.
Yeah, I heard the last story. I come at the last. I don't know what the story is, but I'll be there.
Cool. You're gonna have a beer with us on stage, right?
Yeah, I'll have a beer with you.
All right.
When's the bus leave? After the show.
Well, there's a band after this, so I might catch you afterwards. But
can I get on before the band?
Yes. Okay.
Because I'd like to. Because I want to go to bed at a reasonable hour, and I just
Dignation will be done by Dignation will be done by 10 o'clock.
What time is it now?
8:30.
So
wait, don't we have to go on soon?
All right.
Yes,
10 o'clock outside.
Outside. 10 o'clock. Okay.
There's going to be a delivering happiness. Why don't we say 9:30?
9:30. I'll be out there. I'll have my camera.
Yes.
And we'll go, and I will get
look
to
for
go.
The bus. You can't
but all of the other people watching at home will get to.
Did there, now. Tomorrow's a big day.
What's tomorrow?
Huge day. What? Sunday.
Sunday.
And getting sleep is old.
Gary, we're doing Twit tomorrow. You should come by.
I'd like to.
At 3 o'clock, we're going to do Twit. No, I'm sorry, 5 o'clock, we're going to do Twit.
I'll be there.
At the Texas
State
Co-oping facility, which is at 200 6th Street. And just come on up. And you too, if you guys would like to come to Twit.
I'd love to
That's
stop
good.
By.
That's very attractive.
Oh,
I like
by the
that.
Way, can I just say something?
Yes,
so
Tony.
I get approached by entrepreneurs all the time, and they ask me, what's your advice? And I always say, follow your passion. But specifically, Gary's book, Crush It, with an exclamation mark.
It's
so many
all
friends.
About that, isn't it? It's about
like
doing
friends
your
that
passion.
Like want to like hate their jobs and blah blah. Blah but you got to
follow your bliss.
No, you got to read the book and it's
crush
great.
It.
So crush it.
Yep.
Gary Vee.
I'm with you on that. It's a great book.
You've been really nice to the book as well. Thank you, man.
You know, I've talked to a lot of people who've read it. Who've my Pilates instructor.
That's awesome.
She, I'm not kidding.
Pilates. That's the huge takeaway.
You want,
Leo doing Pilates is the breakout app of South by Southwest.
You should see my pelvic floor. It is incredible.
Leo doing Pilates needs to be an app on the iPhone. That would be awesome.
I'm showing this tape to Jeanette. Jeanette, Gary's the guy. Jeanette's been inspired by what you said and wants to really build her business that way.
I have a business idea. So Kevin is an investor in both Foursquare and Gowalla. I think after you, like, one of the
Which,
badges,
by the way, is a little bit like, you know, he's hedging his bets here. He's
not. No, it's fine. But whatever, we're not debating that. But, like, when you check in, like, to get a certain badge, like, in addition to getting the badge, you should get the Pilates video of.
Oh, for sure.
I want to just tell MacBook Pro 1 that the beer tastes much worse than the ginger ale.
I think Prager. So. There's David Prager, ladies and gentlemen. Now I know it really goes on backstage. A little man boy love. Who's the boy, though? That's the question.
That's disturbing to me. I meant it for your head, not for you to, like.
Are you kidding me? I can't cradle this thing. It's an alien baby hugging my arm.
First off, if an alien baby came down
and you grabbed it in your hands like this, how could you not cuddle it? Right? How could you not take this and raise it as your own?
Because its head is filled with air.
I'm going to amputate one of its legs. This one popped, so.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
Here we go.
Oh!
All right.
Is that enough of it?
This oh, my God.
This is crazy,
like,
man.
That's like,
first
yeah,
of all,
this is crazy, right?
This is what happens to VIP.
You just saw a grown man cringe.
This is where, like, all.
That is a nuclear hack, right?
It is, I have a little generator in here. It's a little Ghostbusters thing going on. All right, switching batteries. I have switched the batteries over. We are now transmitting once again.
All right, cheers.
Yeah.
I like to drink. That would be impressive.
crack one. That's the way to do it. We got to do that when we come out. No, don't take it out. We come out on stage. We got to crack. Yeah, don't take it out. I'm not done.
Who wears the pants in this relationship?
Is Alex is kind of the beer guy, though, right? Alex is in charge of beer consumption.
Alex does regulate the control and drinking of the beer.
Yeah.
And he's rubbing his nipple with the alien right now.
You can tell this is his thing. He's very serious.
I'm a beer and whiskey guy.
Yeah. I was at the Baritone's Whiskey Friday last night with McAllen. It was great. We were having a lot of a delicious McAllen.
I'm a Jack guy.
You're a Jack whiskey? That's not whiskey. That's bourbon.
Yeah, it's bourbon enough.
Exactly. I'm a Johnny Walker man.
Yeah, that's good black, though, or worse.
Blue.
Blue, yeah, I thought.
It's good stuff.
Somehow I knew.
It's good stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I do know what you're talking about. It's smooth, man. It's smooth.
You guys are missing this.
Just like Kevin Rose.
This is the pre-show intro.
This is good. Everybody's getting warmed up. Do you have any idea when your guys are going to come on?
Probably 10 minutes or so.
You're getting close. Okay. Okay.
Well, I got to go take a leak. I got to powder my nose.
Wait a minute. Let's follow him into the Ben's room.
No!
This is a real exciting part of the show. Okay, we're gonna watch Alex. This is where Alex.
No, the worst part is if you actually do come and see what it is that the green room is. Just check this out. This is how high quality.
Well, this is nice. You get to pee outside.
Wait for it. You'll appreciate this.
Is it a trough?
This is a green room.
Yeah.
Okay. Backstage.
Here, hold the mic.
Here we go. This is the green room backstage.
Yeah.
And I'm about to go to the bathroom, and this is where we go to the bathroom.
All right. I'll wait outside.
This is why it's good that there's not a lavalier mic.
Yes, it's fun being a star, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, inside that porta potty, Alex Albrecht is relieving himself. It's quite pleasant out here.
Where's the bathroom?
Bathrooms are Spartan. Spartan bathrooms. It's exciting. I want to follow them out as they go out.
Kev, what were you saying?
I just
just announced
when you guys in London, there was a time when like we met in London. Yeah. And Gary's like, I'm like, here's my talk, and Gary's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just
going to
go up there
and wait. We said hi, Jay, of course.
We met. You're in the secret back area prior to Dignation, never before seen.
Never before seen. This is an incredible backstage footage. And, you know, I came back here, and the celebrities that are back here, it's amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing.
I mean,
you know,
Tony Shea and then Gary V.
This is what it's always like, though, in the back.
Oh, it's amazing, isn't it? It's really amazing.
It's always like
this. This is celebrity. This is celebrity at work. Look at this.
You know what? Because who are the true celebrities? Right there.
That's right. Look at them.
See?
Look, he looks like Garth Brooks. Is that Garth Brooks?
It's John Travolta from Midnight Cowboy.
Midnight Cowboy.
And the Thunder Chicken.
All right, yeah.
The Thunder Chicken? All right. I'm good, Tony.
Right. He makes me do this every time. Tony,
set me up, Tony. I'm ready. Cut me, Tony. I'm the winner.
Dude, this happens every time. We have to fly Tony out to 85.
I need this. This is going to be great.
All right, here we go.
All
right. All right. Get on out there. I want to follow you guys out. Oh, this is exciting. This is exciting. All right. We'll be right behind the bouncer. Here we go. Wait till you hear the crowd. The crowd's just going to go wild.
What are we stuck back here now?
Yeah, we can't get out of here. No, you can, there's a way out.
I'm
starting to chant Dignation. I don't know if you could hear it. They want you to begin. The crowd's getting wild.
Hey, let's get that together.
They're trying to have a moment here. You mind?
Yeah, what? The peanut gallery.
Oh, where's my iPod? No, I had the iPod back in.
That's Kevin's agent, the Red Dice thing. I mean, Alex's agent.
Sweet. This is the best time. This is the time in which you forget what you're supposed to be talking about.
You know, you don't have a script, do you?
We don't do a script. What we do is in 15 more minutes. Okay, cool. What we do is we don't actually have scripts. What we do is we just pick the stories that we're going to talk about, and then a couple different things.
You already know what you're going to talk about.
We already know the stories, but we've sort of just read them over.
My name's Kevin.
And once we've got them in our heads, then we're ready to go.
Hello.
But, I mean, it's hard because sometimes you forget what you're talking about. You got great concepts you're going to talk about, and it just doesn't work out.
It's Modelo beer. It's a good
thing. And that has something to do with it, I think.
It does. The beer has a lot to do with it.
All right. Don't be nervous.
We're almost there.
It's just a podcast.
Watch your knees on the wheel.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
We're covering with a little thing. We're hooking up power. We're getting very close. How you doing, Leo?
That's great. How you doing, Brad?
Good.
This is exciting. It's exciting. I've never seen anything quite like it. I mean, I've never seen this is a podcast, for Christ's sake.
Right? Brad has been amazing.
It's like a rock stars.
That was the most amazing steal we ever got.
Brad is fantastic. Yeah, Brad Murphy, who does the sales for Vision 3 and really is a brilliant guy. Used to be sales at Tech TV. He's very good.
I forgot he was at Tech TV.
You guys don't have an IFB, do you? You don't have any feet? You don't? No.
The bottom line is that they need to tell us something.
They'll come over and say it in your ear. Yeah.
Don't say that about kids.
Why don't you guys stream this live?
I don't know.
We've fought to have this done forever.
Let's just say there's live stuff coming.
All right, good. I like to hear that.
Eventually,
Kevin says.
Yeah.
In a little bit. Your computer is on the right side facing out. Where I sit? Yeah, right. I just sit. No, you're here. No. That's where Kevin says. Wait. Where do you sit, Kevin?
I'm on the right.
Can you go on the left? On the left.
No.
About sitting in my house in San Francisco, I'm the far left.
You're sitting on inner dice.
Yeah, that's right.
Sitting on dice. So you're all set.
We got into this rhythm of actually sitting on the same spot, like the same side by side that we've always sat.
Like
an old married couple. And then when you travel, it actually becomes a thing where
you want to be on that side, yeah. All right, it's quiet.
This might be it.
Get ready, here we go.
Might not be it.
Listen.
So we've got the flip cams are on the left side. Power's plugged in, so when you guys get the laptops are sitting out, but if you want to plug them in, the power is right next to each one of you on the inside.
Is this it or is there another sound?
I think this is going to be
it. You guys ready?
Yep. Let's
do a show.
I'm a little nervous. I kind of have to pee a little bit.
I just peed in the outside.
Hey, you know, it's really beautiful out there.
The check is behind
another
the
song started?
Get him shouting Dig Nation. Come on, Brad. Dig. Dig. Here we go. So we're going to go backstage and go back into the audience. Look at that. Scoble. My God, Robert Scoble's here. This is an amazing event, isn't it?
Oh, it is crazy. There's like 5,000 people here.
Is it that many, really?
I remember when Dig Nation only got 100 people to come to their parties.
Stunning. I mean, just the amount of number of people. This is a rock show.
Yeah.
And these guys, it's a podcast, and yet these guys are superstars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's really
it's crazy.
Not only that,
the following.
They just sit and drink on their couch and do a podcast. It's great.
You have the most coveted pass at South by Southwest. You have the incredible Zappos bus pass.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that.
And what happens on the Zappos bus, we don't talk about.
I hear there's their own bartender.
Oh, man, there's crazy things happen on the Zappos. I mean, when they say delivering happiness, they mean it.
Well, I have the pass in my pocket, so the bus is pulling up at 9:30. I'm getting on it with the cameras. All right. I got to go on stage now. Excuse me. All right. They're calling for me. All right. Watch out. Here I come. They said I couldn't broadcast this thing. Tech TV. Look at that. Hey, everybody, how are you? You know what we're doing? We're streaming live. You're live right now on Twit, by the way. Say hi, everybody. Come on. Wouldn't you love to just hover out over the crowd right now? Just hover out over there, and you look down at them. Just float over the crowd. Crowd surfing. No. I got a 20-pound pack on, dude. It would be the first live streamed crowd surfing. No, we're taking it.
You guys got some world in your draft.
How do I get out there? You guys are going to take me out there? Oh, jeez. I'm out here. Now, the question is, where is the Zappos bus? They said it would be here at 9:30. It's after 10, so I might have missed it.
I'll look out on the other side over there.
I have a magic pass for the Zappos bus. Tony Hsieh said, if I showed them this, I'd be able to get on delivering happiness, a path to profits. It should be an amazing event. Pete Cashmore and the beautiful Lisa. Hello, how are you? Mostly Lisa. It's great to see you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Are you just arriving?
We're just arriving.
This is Hollywood's hottest couple, ladies and gentlemen. Pete Cashmore. I can't tell which one's more beautiful. Is it Pete or is it Lisa? It's the two best. Come on, get together there. Scooch up a little closer together. The two. You are the Brangelina of tech right now. So you just got here?
We just got to Stubbs, yeah.
Oh, you missed it. I got to crowd surf.
Is there video online?
There is video because I was streaming the whole time. You're streaming right now.
Yeah. Have you been streaming this whole thing?
Yeah.
You got that pack on your back? I heard
you talking
about
it. Yeah, I got a 20-pound pack on my back.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little heavy. And you see this? Somebody gave me a pillow.
That's
isn't
great.
Isn't that huge?
Except when you need a little rest in between. Power napping.
I really need one. So, how was the coverage of you had a good time, I think, in Vancouver?
I had an amazing time.
Your coverage
time.
Was very good.
Oh, thank you.
Did you enjoy it? Were you having a good
I
time?
I really did. Yeah. Honestly, halfway through, I was kind of whining a little bit because, obviously, living right next to the stadium.
You live that close?
Right next to it. Like,
that's horrible.
Like, looking out onto it. And so, in that aspect, I was getting a little bit tired. But I'm so glad. Like, I never felt so proud to be Canadian.
Yeah.
And Canadians aren't that patriotic. Like,
right.
Outside of that event, and it was so great to see people, and obviously the hockey game was amazing, and I got to go to a bobsledding and a biathlon.
So you were at the hockey game?
I wasn't at the gold. No.
That was like
$5,000 or something.
Yeah, that would have been something.
I was, you know.
But the people in the streets of Vancouver were going crazy.
There was a crazy moment where they tied up.
Yeah.
And then I ran out in the street, and everyone was just like, don't say a word. Don't. And like, we all held our breath, and then
And you won!
And we won.
Yeah, you'll be glad to know I played the Canadian National Anthem on Twitter.
Did you?
When you won. I was very proud to be an honorary Canadian at that
great.
Moment.
Great.
Yes, you sons of bitches. All right, give me that microphone back. It's great to see you both. And my pillow, too. So we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes, absolutely. All right, I'll party tomorrow night, Buffalo Billiards.
Yes. Get that Zappos bus pass. You can go on the Zappos bus.
Oh, I've been
on that, and it was dangerous.
It was good time.
I'm getting on it right now. I'm going on it right now. See you guys later. All right, we're going to go find. Oh, no, I hope that's not the Zappos bus.
I'm Kevin's dad.
Oh, it's so nice to see you. I totally remember. How are you?
Fine. Hey, I want to thank you for everything you've done for Kevin.
My pleasure.
He wouldn't be where he is today if it weren't for you.
Well, let me say something about this. You have a great son. This is Kevin and Rose's dad, and I'm so thrilled to meet you.
Yeah.
And it's just an honor, and Kevin is a great boy.
He is.
We all love him, and he's done a great thing, and you must be very proud.
Oh, very proud.
Yeah.
But thanks to you, he is where he is today.
Is his mom here? Are you Kevin's mom? Yeah. Do you mind if I put you on camera? I think you're wearing the right shirt there. You got
I think so, too.
You guys must be so proud of Kevin.
Oh, we are.
He's a rock star. And he's such a smart boy, and he's done very well for himself.
Yes, he has.
Did you know when he was young, did you know he had this tech gene?
Well, yeah, I think so.
I think he must have, huh?
Yeah, he had a computer when he was very young.
Yeah.
Did
you encourage it?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you did. Very smart. Yeah. And you guys still in Vegas, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, in fact, he did twit from your house, I remember.
Yes.
Did he ever change that smoke detector battery?
I don't remember.
I hope he did. So nice to meet you both. Thank you for coming up. I'm so glad you said hi. Yeah. We love Kevin. I'm so glad he's done so well.
Yeah, I'm glad to see you get thrown around the
Wasn't
truck.
That something?
I loved it.
Well, thanks to Kevin. He gave me a chance to do that. All right, see you guys. Take care. Bye-bye. Kevin Rose's mom and dad. Now, that's a treat. We're going down. We're going to find the Zappos bus.
So these are all people that are on the bus. Hi, Justine. Why don't you talk about why you're on the Delivering Happiness book bus?
So I'm on this bus because, honestly, I love to be happy. And they have balloon animals. So, honestly, why would you not be here?
Why
honestly.
Why would you not be here? Justine, sweetie, how are
I
you?
I love you.
I love you, Justine. It's great
to
see you.
Are you guys streaming live now?
We're streaming live.
We are. And we're going to take a quick tour of the bus.
Bye-bye.
So.
All right, Justine.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you on the bus.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. And
Robert
and go Spiegel on here.
Told me it's amazing out here. He says it's unbelievable.
All right. Most importantly, we have a charging station here on the bus when you run out of juice on your iPhone. And then over here, we've got a... Hold on. We're going to get a book out here for you. If I can grab it. Okay. So here's the galley for the book, Delivering Happiness. And then we have our bartender extraordinaire, Melissa. She's our full-time bartender on board this bus, and she's been great, and DJ. And then this is Vegas Bill on Twitter.
Hey, everybody.
Bring it Vegas to Austin.
And then most importantly, I know, are you hungry? Because we got tons of food right here from Stubbs, the place we were just at. So it's kind of a mystery thing because we got five different... So, wow, that's... That's not really a complete meal, I feel.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what those are. All right. I'm going to try one of these, actually. Well, that's interesting. Bill, you got to pass these out. I don't even know what this is, but it's wrapped in bacon, so it must be good. So, anyways, we got a full bar back there. Bartenders behind you. Yeah, we've been driving around last night, tonight. We're up till 5 a.m. We'll see where the wind blows tonight. Where do what?
All your energy.
Where do I get my energy? I think from all these people. Like, otherwise I'd be sleeping right now. But, so, thank you.
Before Zappos, what were you doing?
Before Zappos, started a company with a roommate called Link Exchange. We sold that company to Microsoft. So, but the whole thing with that company is the company culture totally went downhill. So that's why we ended up selling the company. And I talk about a lot of that actually in my book here. So,
how do you keep a company culture?
It really needs to be part of everyone's job responsibility. So it can't just be me or a few people. Like, every employee needs to feel not top down. It actually probably needs to be more bottom up than top down, I would say.
I just want to see what it is, people. We're talking about making connections based on web data. Yes. Yes. This guy can talk all day. Well, Tony, thank you so much.
Thank you. And this is for you.
Thank you. I can't wait to read it. Congratulations on the book. It's great. And thanks for the bacon-wrapped whatever the hell that was.
We're going to shut it down and say goodnight to you now. I really appreciate your being here for our live stream. It was a lot of fun. We got to go backstage at Dig Nation. We got to say hi to some amazing people like Gary Vee and Tony Hsieh. I'm Leo Laporte from Austin, Texas. Signing off. Colleen, Jammer B back in the studio. You can take it over. We'll see you later. Good night from Austin.
Doing the twit.